Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Today we have some special guests in with us, and I'm just going to ask them to introduce themselves.
I am Elder Sean Mayo.
Amen. And
Shantria Mayo.
Amen. Our spiritual children, amen, all the way down from Daytona Beach, Florida, amen. They're down here just being a blessing to us, and we knew that we wanted to take some time with them and bring them in on the broadcast. I want you to know that God is doing some wonderful things for us, and in this time, this season, we know that we have to focus on the process, not just the process, but the end result of that process. God has something for you, and you have to be focused in order to receive it. Otherwise, the enemy will tell you, you've been in it too long, you need to come out. And sometimes you don't need to come out before time, but you do need to come out on time. Amen. So we're going to get into our announcements, and then we're going to get into our morning prayer. And I'm going to ask none other than Prophetess Crystal if she would go ahead and do that for us. Prophetess?
Amen. Good morning, everybody. Once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. This morning's announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast with none other than my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen. But yet, don't forget to join me at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere. You can hear every broadcast we have live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. We actually invite you there and even pray that you will become a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If anyone of you would like any information concerning the church, if you just need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, amen, or if you would like myself or Apostle McQueen to come minister at your church, please, as you're on our website, www.ctkr.org, go to our contact page, click on that tab, follow the instructions, and someone will definitely get in contact with you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. Also want to let you know that Christ the King Redemptive Ministries and Women of Prophetic Destiny has a Facebook page. Go there and like us on our Facebook page. Let us know how this broadcast is blessing your life. We also want to hear praise reports from you because we want to know what God is doing in your life. Amen. Again, you can find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries or WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. Those are the announcements for this morning. Now let us go into prayer and then let us get right into this word. Amen? Amen. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, we thank you and we bless you. You are the Holy One. We thank you. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and we are definitely glad in it. God, we thank you right now that we're able to come before you once again in praise with thanksgiving, filling of your courts with praise, lifting up our holy hands unto you and blessing your holy and righteous name. Even now, Father, as we, your people, come to the throne of grace, we bow ourselves before you, God. We ask that you would just wash us from all of our sins, every sin of iniquity. God, cleanse us in your blood and cleanse us in your word in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come, as your people come, we open up our hearts today to receive of your word. We open up our minds ready to receive of your word. God, I'm asking that you would just remove the scales off of our eyes, unplug our deaf ears. Let us hear what the Spirit has to say unto your church this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, begin to stir up the intercessors. Begin to stir up the prayer warriors. Begin to stir up the fivefold. Help us to say one thing, speak one thing, live one thing. All giving your name all the glory for the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Even now as the man of God comes, as the apostle comes, crown his head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let him speak forth now with the oracles of the Most High. Let us not hear him, but let us hear the God in him. We, your people, God, have our cups ready to receive. We empty ourselves out this morning, God. We want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we will agree, we will do, and we will obey what you have to say. We thank you. We praise you now. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the power. We thank you for your glory, God. We thank you for your just being God in our lives. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Definitely. We are appreciative of all that God has given us. I thank God for prophetess. And, you know, if God is giving you a godly woman, amen, or a godly spouse, amen, because there's some women out there who really thank God for their husband. If God is giving you a godly spouse, then you know that it is a joy to serve the Lord with them, amen. And I'm always reminded that God gave me a gift. Amen. I don't know what she got in return, but I got a gift. Amen. Amen. We're not going to ask her to comment on that so we don't have to hear the wrong answer. Amen. And that's a good place for us to actually get into this. Today, I've dealing with one of our spiritual sons. Could you give me the church name, the praise and worship, your church name?
Prophetic Worship Atmosphere.
Yes. Okay. Because y'all, excuse me, I will mess up a name. I'll know a face and mess the name up. I'll play a song and forget the lyrics. Amen. So I asked us to make sure that I'm clear and that I did it right. Amen. So give me the name of the ministry again.
Prophetic Worship Center in Daytona Beach.
Amen. Prophetic Worship Center in Daytona Beach. Amen. And First Lady back there just smiling. Y'all should see these big cheeks. You see one of those little kids, they had a big cheeks that you want to go over and just pinch the cheek. My daughter got those type of cheeks, but I'm not going to be pinching those cheeks because she got the kind of nails that you don't want to pinch back. Amen. Amen. Today we wanted to actually get into more of a group discussion for your benefit. Amen. And what I wanted to do was we were looking at some scriptures and just talking and sharing what thus says the Lord. And my son made mention of a scripture, and it seemed good that we should go there and actually begin to start there and then branch off and see where the Holy Spirit takes us. Amen. So we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5, and let's start at the 16th verse. Amen. We're really going to want to focus in on the 17th verse and go down just a little bit, finishing up around the 21st verse. Amen. I'll read the whole thing and then we'll get into it and begin to take it apart as the Spirit gives us understanding and enlightenment here. Amen.
Amen.
It says, therefore, reading from the New King James Version, therefore, from now on, regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. Amen. Now and forever. Amen. Now, let's go back up to the 17th verse. And there's so much in here. But let's look here. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, amen, notice in Christ, okay, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So the thing that we want to do today is, as we're looking at this and as we begin to get into this word here, we want to begin to talk about this new creation that we have become. And I'll just turn it over to my son so he can share with us what the Lord has given him concerning the scripture. Elder Mayo?
Well, as the scripture says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I recently had to take this scripture and make it a self-examination.
Mm-hmm.
Make it personal. With me, I recently just had a major operation for weight loss. And I had to understand and realize that when it comes to having a surgery done for weight loss,
mm-hmm.
you have to be not only physically ready,
yeah.
but you have to be ready within your mind as well,
yes.
Because a lot of things take place. If you're not ready for it, you won't be on the right track when it comes to doing the things that needs to go forth in order to be physically ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As yeah. far as taking the right medications
mm-hmm.
Afterwards, or as far as being ready mind-wise, because having any kind of major operation can send you into depression
yes.
if you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to make sure that you're ready physically, spiritually, emotionally,
true.
Mm-hmm. because this thing, it hits home with you. I know right after the surgery, I'm not going to say that I wasn't ready, but even though I claimed to be ready, there's still some things that took place in my life where I kept asking myself, did I just do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I do this? All because of how I felt after the effect.
Mm-hmm.
I went 30 days, didn't have no problems. But as I began to lose the weight, my body began to react to certain things.
Yes.
There were certain things that I wanted, could not have.
Mm-hmm.
There were certain things that I wanted to do, could not do. But I resulted back to the main thing. If anyone is in Christ, I had to result back to Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the thing, it began to take a toll on my body. It began to make me feel like I had just done something wrong, or I had just put myself in a predicament that I shouldn't have. Knowing good and well I had already prayed about this decision.
Yes.
Knowing good and well I had already consulted God and he gave me the okay to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way the enemy works. Even though you've consulted God, even though you went before him with everything within you to make the right decision, the enemy will step in and tell you, you just did something wrong.
That's it. And I'm going to jump in right here because you're describing in detail a personal testimony.
Yes.
Of a process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we look at the process as, oh, I'm going through, the Lord's going to take me through. And if you are mentally ready for that process,
right,
it'll send you for a mental loop. And what I mean by that is when we minister to people, we're very careful to ask them, do you want the Lord to deliver you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if
right.
you go in and you lay hands, I think we had an incident. I was ministering up in Daytona Beach, and there was a man who came in,
yes,
and I had to deal with him, and I asked the question. Everybody else was like, loose him, loose your hold, come out. And I was like, hold on. Do you want to be free?
Right.
Because all of this, we have authority according to the word of God. Amen. Luke, the 9th chapter. Matthew, the 10th chapter. We have authority to cast out demons.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that when a demon is cast out, he goes into dry, arid places.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Seeking, being tormented, he comes back to that vessel and seeks relief. He brings with them seven worse than himself.
Correct.
You see that? So sometimes we in our religious zeal run forward and cast the devil out. They didn't want the devil out, so they go back and get the devil and his friends.
Right.
And here you are, you talking about, I know we just laid hands on them. Yes, but you didn't ask them the critical question, is it something that you want? Do you want to be made whole? I was dealing with the centurion, and the fact that you know, is something that we deal with, which is authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have the authority to walk this thing out. Amen?
Amen.
And if we're walking it out in our God-given, delegated authority, we can deal with those things.
Right.
But inside of ourselves, we have to ask that real question. Do I want to deal with this? And when you say yes, then be aware that there is a process to it. Now, the thing is that healing takes time. It's the process of time.
Process.
Amen? Amen? So healing is when the injury occurs and what the body does to manage the pain or manage the trauma
right.
from that point until there is no residual trauma left.
Right.
That is the healing process. Amen?
Yes.
From there, you may have scars, but you don't have feeling from the cut. You don't have feeling from the trauma anymore.
Right.
And what we do is sometimes we pick at the sore.
Well.
So if it starts healing, you start to feel that little itch.
Yeah.
And then you start scratching at it and pulling at it. And next thing you know, you got a whole nother problem.
Yeah.
It's now infected. And now instead of it being smooth,
right.
Now it's going to be all bumped up and everything else. And we have to learn that as God has given us the power to be healed, the right is ours to be healed. By his stripes, we are healed.
Right.
Amen. He's already been whipped. My healing is already paid for.
Amen.
But I still got to go through the process of healing.
Yes.
Right.
Miracles occur now. That means we say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you see things fall off, things
right.
happen, things grow out, whatever it is. Amen. If it's in the body, you'll see the sun stand still as Elijah or as Moses. And you see, we'll see all of these things. Amen. Those are miracles.
Right.
But healing is a process that goes from point A to point B.
Right.
And we have to make sure that we keep in pace with the process.
Correct. Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
But one thing you said, and I want to go back to it, and that is that it's a mental thing as well.
Yes.
And you mentioned the fact that in going through it, sometimes it'll bring you to a place of depression if you haven't really taken that into consideration. Do you want to go into that just a little bit there?
Well, when you, when you're going through something as drastic, matter of fact, I'm gonna use this scenario, losing a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not mentally prepared for it, you will be stuck mm-hmm. in that place. Mm-hmm. You'll be stuck in mourning to the point where you won't be able to get out of it.
Yes.
The enemy will use that and put you in a place where you feel like people are against you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel like nobody else can replace the person that was taken away from you. But what it all boils down is not that anybody needs to take their place.
Right.
Because God makes no mistakes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
When he takes someone from this earth, he's actually delivering them from the state that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that they could have already lived their life. Mm-hmm. Or better yet, he didn't want them to cause no more trauma to them own selves, so mm-hmm. he felt that it was time to take them to another place.
Right.
Or better yet, going back to dealing with a major surgery, if you are not mentally ready for it, the enemy will put you in a place where, like I've already said, he'll have you thinking that you have just made a decision mm-hmm. to cause harm to yourself mm-hmm. or to cause mayhem to yourself. And really, you actually made a positive decision to better yourself.
That's
right,
it.
Right.
And you'll fight what is healing you, right. thinking that it's doing you wrong
right.
or doing you harm. I remember, as I said before, being a police officer 15 years, there are times that we were called to the hospital to assist the doctors and those in the ER room with someone who was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have taken drugs and were overdosing
right.
on it. So everyone that they saw was coming at them. And they were fighting the process of their health.
Right.
Amen. And you'll see that sometimes we have to go in and assist them. You'll see people who have been handcuffed to the side of the bed so that they can't reach over and rip out the IVs and the other thing. Now, those are all extremes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into a spiritual form of the same thing. There are people who have traumatic things happen to them spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And as we come as men and women of God to help them, the first thing they do is they go back to the fact that, like as you said, feeling that people are trying to hurt
right.
when people are actually trying to help.
Right.
Things that we go through in our life are not just for us.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes we go through some things, as I was sharing earlier, we go through some things so that we don't just have empathy for people that we minister to, mm-hmm. but we have sympathy.
Right.
You know, because empathy, for the life of me, my wife could tell me, you know, I'm not feeling well, and there's certain things I would never know about that. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't have the capacity as a male
right.
to know what my female wife is
right.
feeling. Sometimes, amen, you can all read through that, amen. So she said, you know, and I'll say it like this. I know there's a number of females having four sisters and nieces and my mother and other aunts and everything that said, I wish a crab could hit you one good time. Amen. You should see the look on the faces and over here, amen. But am I telling the truth? There's no capacity a male could
right.
feel that at all.
Right.
At all. Amen. So all the best I could have is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way for me to have a sympathetic response to it because I didn't feel the same thing.
Right.
Now, when we go into that, that sympathy is that response that comes because I felt what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know what you're going through because I went through it.
Right.
So there are things in our life that we will have to go through and deal with because it's really for someone coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get to that place and you say, Lord, why did I have to go through that?
Yeah.
And when you get to that and you start dealing with them, then you understand what just happened to you. Amen?
Let me stop you right there
uh-huh.
for a second. Even with what I'm dealing with, even the process that I'm dealing with right now, I have asked God, why am I going through these different things?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that this process was going to go this way. Even with dealing with a lot of regurgitation after the surgery,
mm-hmm.
Even dealing with the point where my body gets weak, can't use my legs the way I need to, and mm-hmm. having to walk on a walker. But it is a process. I had to ask God, what's going on? He had to bring to my remembrance. Even though you're going through this process, you're not just going through it for yourself, but
yes.
you're going through it for somebody else
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be a testimony later on down the line for somebody that's going to need to be able to overcome
Amen.
What it is that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They're going to look at it and say, it's too much. I can't do it. The process is overkill. I can't. And you're going through now is a testimony to them that you can go into the process.
Yes.
You can endure the process
right.
and you can come out of that process.
Right.
Yes. That's important for us. There's so much here. Let's look at this. Let's look at this scripture here because I want to parallel, if we can, some of the things that have gone on with your surgery and your recovery stages
mm-hmm.
With the scripture here. Look at it from the 16th verse. It says, therefore, from now on, okay, now catch this in your vision. From now on, that means from this point forward, we regard no one according to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means that regardless of who you were,
mm-hmm.
how you were,
right.
what you were known for, your reputation, your family's reputation. You know, if you need somebody who's going to jump on any and everybody, you need to go on down to the end of the street, that last house on the corner, the Browns
right.
live down there.
Yes.
If you go down
right.
there, just, yes, your family may be known like that. But
right.
guess what? From now on.
Now on.
Yes.
You see that? We regard no one according to the flesh. And that is so important because if you're going through a process that's going to change you from your then to your now, that's going to take you on to your later, then you have to learn how to let go of yesterday so today you can figure out what you're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the problem is people, they hold on to who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get to a from now on,
right.
so we can go on. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
So when we look at that, we regard no one according to the flesh. I don't care what you're trying to show me and how you're trying to prove to me who you are. I'm not even looking at that. I can't pay attention to that because sinners can dress up just
yes.
like saints. Amen?
Oh.
People know, we have to remember that the devil believes in the Bible just like we do.
Yes.
He know the word
know
just like we do.
Oh,
the difference between he and I is that we use it for our betterment and to defeat him, and he uses it for legalities to try
yeah.
to trip us up. Amen?
Yeah.
That's how we get to Eve in the garden where he says, have not God said.
Yep.
So if there was not an understanding, Eve couldn't have corrected him.
Right.
The problem that she had was that she listened to his definition of a word that she already knew.
Yeah.
Amen? So even in this, we can't go back to something that looks like it's familiar
right.
according to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
All of your life you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You came up after your own proclivities. You came up after your own likes, your own desires, your appetites, your desires and everything were
yeah.
formed by your flesh and your desirely wants. But now I'm in Christ. So now I have to unlearn the world so
yes.
I can see what does he want.
Yes.
How does he want
yes.
me to do it? How does he want me to walk? And when I start dealing with that, I stop walking according to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I start walking according to the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go over here real quick to Romans 8 and 12. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. And here we're talking about being in Christ in 2 Corinthians. Amen. We're talking about being a new creation. I'm not being a new creation to death.
Right.
Right.
So I can't be walking after the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back over to Romans. Amen. It says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay, so when we get over here and we say 2 Corinthians 5:16, therefore now from now on we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, old things. What are the old things? See, we're talking about a surgery for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the old mentalities concerning food,
right,
concerning appetite, concerning eating habits have to pass away. Or else when you get down to the weight where you're trying to get to your goal, you'll start the process over and get right back to a place of needing intervention again.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So we have to change old things out of our mind. And spiritually, God has redeemed us from the world.
Right.
Our sins have been washed away. We have covering of our sins. Amen?
Amen.
His blood totally covers. But from there, we have to also deal with the reality that without this right here, letting those old things go, I'll need more blood applied.
Yes.
Amen.
And I still won't get to where I need to go. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? So, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And I like that word creation because it means that something that was not is now. You see that?
Amen.
Something that was not is now. Okay? So, from nothing, we made something.
Amen.
From broken pieces, we brought things together and it became something that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something that didn't exist prior to this.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That means that everything about you
right.
has been remodeled and made new. One of the interesting things that I've seen is that people will take old dilapidated buildings, go in and gut the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put up the little things around it so you can't see what they're doing.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they'll get to work on the inside. Amen. As they work on the inside, they'll change everything up and get it all together. And then they'll have a grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in, you'll be like, wow, when did y'all put, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And see, notice that's on the inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your surgery was not on the outside. It was on the inside.
Right.
But as it does the work inside, your outside changes.
Correct.
You see that? So we have to see this. When we get into Christ, we lose ourselves.
Yes.
The life that I live is not my own, for I have died.
Right.
Amen. Colossians. Amen. Amen. He says, but the life I now live, I live in Christ.
In Christ.
Amen. And we have to understand that I'm not living for me no more. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm living for him. I'm living to be to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1:6. Amen. Who's that glory? The glory of the Father. Amen. As I do things to bring glory to the Father, he'll do things and support me in things that will help me to glorify him greater. My creation was to give God the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? So when we deal with that, then we understand what is happening and why it's happening. And we can say amen. We can say yes to the Father. But greater than that, we can say yes to the process.
Yes. Amen.
Creation is something that has to come forth.
Yes.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God looked at everything that he created before he created, saw it and spoke concerning it.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
And God looked and saw the darkness after he saw everything. Then he said, and let there be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
And then he began to say, and let the firmament be above, and let there be one. You see, all of this is him seeing and him structuring or creating out of what is not what shall be. We have to understand that what we're not, stop telling God what you don't have the ability to do based on what you've done, and let him creating you the process, or creating you the proof that out of nothing he still is creating life, creating things that are marvelous in our eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Look at this. Behold, all things have become new. So if I'm passing away all the old things, and I just want to share this with you. In my studies, I had gone over this scripture before and had made a note to myself. And I saw it when we came back over here to it. I just want to share it with you, amen. It simply says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things, former things, listen to this, and lifestyles have to pass away. Now, there's a reason for this, amen, and I really put that lifestyles in there because you have to understand, when you come down to the altar in your blue jeans and your red t-shirt and you got on your white kicks and whatever, you say, Lord, forgive me. When you say forgive me at that moment, you're forgiven. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the family of God, amen?
Amen.
Amen. But you still got on those white kicks.
Right.
You still got on those blue jeans. You still got on that red t-shirt. And you have to understand this, is that your change is not in your outward appearance.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in your inward. You see that? Inward, we see now that the strong man has come in to clean the house.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Huh? So when we look at this, then that means that you don't walk out the door and go back to what you did before you came in the door and came to the altar. And we don't preach this anymore. Hello, somebody. We tell people, welcome to the family. Amen. Things are going to get so much better for you. Well, how are things going to get better when I keep doing the same things?
Correct.
Notice that lifestyle is something that I do because that's how I live. This is my style of living. Amen.
Right.
So I have to style my living now after the pattern of Christ.
Yes.
You see that? So if old things, former things, and lifestyles, if they are there, they have to pass away. Now, let's share why. If you are to have the new things that are of your new life,
well,
amen, if they don't pass away, then they'll displace what's supposed to be coming. In other words, there'll be no room for the new in your life because the old has not passed away.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Think about it like this. If you have the surgery, and after you have the surgery, you go back to eating fried chicken and all that other stuff, you know. You see, your body can't handle it.
Right. Right.
I want to run right now because that is such a awesome and dynamic revelation. Think about it like this. You had the surgery, and when you went in, they took part of your stomach out.
Yes.
And then they sealed it up. So now you don't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
For your old lifestyle.
Right.
You
right.
see that?
Right.
And people are getting saved and they're trying to live their old lifestyle.
Right.
And it's tearing up what they just did.
Yes.
In getting saved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop you right there for a second. Where it says old things have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
What are those old things that passed away?
Yeah.
When we come to terms that we know exactly what those old things are in our life, then we can move forward.
Oh yeah. And that's important. Identify old things.
See,
amen.
And I'm gonna use myself. There's a lot of different things that I had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things that I had to come to terms with.
Yes.
Even with the death of my mother,
mm-hmm.
I had to come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a good relationship before she left here.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to come to terms that I tried to make it right.
That's it.
It's not my fault that God came and got her, and it wasn't all the way there where I wanted it to be before he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt it was right to take her when he did.
That's it.
She got it right with him, and that's all that mattered.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Oh, indeed. You know what?
True.
You said something right there.
Mm-hmm.
You said she got it right with him. And if you are a child of God, then that means she got it right with you. This is something that we have to understand. Romans 12, amen, amen, 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you. Remember I read that to y'all up there. Uh-huh. As much as it depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
That means when you said, look, it may not have been perfect, it may not have been good, but I forgive you.
Right.
At that point, you release yourself.
Right.
There's nothing tethering you to it. Now, their responsibility is to get it right with God, mm-hmm. even if they never get back to you.
Right.
There was a story that one of the elders, when I was going through ordination, shared with us. Amen. And he said, listen, I want y'all to understand, there was a man who had did wrong to a group of people. And as he got towards the end of his life, he wanted to make amends, you know, reconcile, make amends. And he went to a wise man. He said, what can I do to get this right? He said, what I want you to do is take one of your feather pillows up to the highest peak that you can. And I want you to take with you also a knife. When you get to that peak, cut open that pillow and let all the feathers go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can catch all of the feathers back into that pillowcase, then you can reconcile every one of your wrongs. And the man said, that's impossible to do. And he said, sometimes you have to just let things be what they are and move on with your life.
Yeah.
You see that? Because we'll spend all of our time, waste all of our energy and resources trying to correct something that can't be corrected.
Right.
Yeah.
Miss God, miss opportunities, we'll put upon ourselves burdens and weights that we don't need to be carrying, try to prove to everybody else that this is what we, and you can let all that stuff go if you simply say, Lord, I leave it in your hands. Now, we got to leave it there in his hands and stop taking it back to deal with it.
Right.
If you're going to let him deal with it, sometimes you're not going to see it.
That's
it'll
true.
Be down the road around the corner when you hear that back up the road where you came from, this, that, and other happened, and it's all right.
Yes.
But you may never get back that way again. Just let God deal with it.
Indeed.
Amen. See, forgiveness is not for the people. It's for us.
Right.
Amen. Here, I'm just going to run over here right quick because we need to see this as we're talking about it. Amen. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. Let's go down to about the 9th verse. Amen. We know this in this matter. Therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You see that?
Yes.
And do not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now look at this 14th verse. Read that out loud, if you will, for me. The 14th verse here.
For if you forgive men their trespasses.
Uh-huh.
Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
And read that 15th verse.
But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So that means that in dealing with all of this, when we talk about becoming a new creation, old things being passed away, sometimes we simply need to just forgive people and let it go.
Yeah. Very true.
You can't dig them up out the grave. You say you and your mother didn't have, you know, the greatest relationship. You can't dig her up.
Right.
Put flesh back on her bones
and
muscles and everything else and skin upon her body and breathe into her the breath of life. So you can say, Mama, I'm sorry.
Right.
You see that?
Right.
So at this point, if you say that she got it right with God, all of her sins We're forgiven.
We're forgiven.
Now, let me show you something here. This is going to bless your socks off, because right now, I love Revelation. It's blessing my... What are old things? In your mother's life, that relationship and all those problems was her old things. You see that? And when she got it right with Christ being in him, it passed away.
Right.
So you can't keep it alive if it died in him.
Right.
Well.
You see that?
Right.
And that's something that we, not just in this situation, but look at all the way around. People are trying to hold on to stuff that should have been dead a long time ago.
Yes.
Because we all can't be in Christ and new creations and got all this old stuff that we holding on to.
True. Very true.
Amen.
I don't care if he did you wrong. I don't care if she did you wrong. I don't care if they talked about you. I don't care if they plotted and schemed against you and then smiled at you as it was going down like, watch this. Guess what? All of that stuff, after you get in Christ, they're part of that old.
Yes.
I let that go, right? Because the Bible just said, if you don't forgive those who trespass against you, you see, those who are in debt to you,
right.
All right, those who did you wrong, okay, then your Heavenly Father can't do that. And we have to be realistic. How many times have we failed Christ?
Well,
Lord, I'm sorry, I'll never do that again. Lord, if you get me out this time, I'll never do it again. I thank you, Father, for keeping me.
One more again.
And then go around the corner, can't even get down the street, can't even take off the outfit you had on when you said it, you back into the same mess, amen, that you just had. See, we need his forgiveness.
Yeah, we do.
Amen. And we can't hold on to those things. Amen. Now, let me get into this for the last part of it. Amen. Because we have a responsibility according to the 20th verse here in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I can't be an ambassador having a personal agenda. Wouldn't it be a shame for an ambassador of the United States to be over having a problem with someone in a foreign land and use the might of the United States to create an international incident that all of us have to deal with?
Right.
Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that God didn't call us to be ambassadors with our agenda, but to go out and represent him.
All the way.
Amen. Now let's finish reading this. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. When's the last time you pleaded with somebody? Well, I ain't begging nobody. They got me wrong. No. You got you wrong.
Right.
Your job is to be one who pleads on behalf of Christ. Amen?
Interesting.
Huh? Through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We stop making pleas. They just don't want God. They don't want no Jesus. Wait a minute, maybe they don't understand.
Right.
So spend a little bit more time in your articulation of what belonging to the kingdom of God is about.
Right.
Then you can actually see why you need to implore just a little bit more. Once you get a real view of what hell is about, you'll cry loud and spare not.
Amen.
Amen. You'll be trying to keep everybody from going there, knowing that if you don't cry loud enough, you might get there yourself.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
See, this thing where we preservation, and we save us and those we like, we got to get past that and start dealing with the reality, and that is that God called us to a ministry.
Right.
Amen? Amen. And this ministry doesn't talk about any of the stuff that's going in your pocket.
Right.
I don't see nothing about your things there. I don't see nothing about your stuff. Amen.
Right.
We're running around talking about, ooh, God said it's time for me. It's time for me to come out. He going to put my enemies under my foot. Wait a minute. Hold on. If I remember correctly, Jesus said just the opposite of that. Oh, we don't want to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah, I want to believe. I want to believe that they're going to get theirs. Well, listen, maybe you're dealing with somebody that's hurt.
Right.
Amen. I use the example of a pet, a dog. Amen. Dog run around with you, sleep at the foot of your bed, growl and protect you and everything else. Let that dog get hurt and you go reach to touch where that dog is hurt. What would that dog do? They'll try to bite your hand off. Why? Because they changed their mind and they're evil and everything? No, they're hurt. And the same thing when we're dealing with people. When people are hurt and they're aggressive towards you,
right.
And sometimes you have to recognize that they're not aggressive because they dislike. They're aggressive because they hurt.
Yes.
Amen? And we have to be wise in how we deal with them in light of that information. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's still a soul. They still need salvation. Amen? And when we deal with that, then God can make sure that we get what we need to get.
Amen.
Salvation belongs to all. Amen.
Amen.
So as we go back to this, as we close all this out, amen, we're getting close to the end. It says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. It didn't come through your wonderful preaching,
right.
Your wonderful teaching. This has nothing to do with how you put it together. Did you see what they did when I spoke that word? They hung on to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're too full of yourself. Go sat down.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
This isn't about you. Amen. This is about Jesus Christ. And if too much of you is showing, they'll never see any of him. Amen.
Right.
You got to get out the way because he is the focus, not you. Amen. Listen to this. And it has given us the ministry of reconciliation. You want to know where your ministry is supposed to be going and what you're supposed to be doing with what God has given you, the anointing upon your life? Your life, your anointing is to do what Christ did. When Christ came, he came to reconcile us to the Father.
That's
amen.
It.
Amen. So when he reconciled us, amen, we can say, Abba Father now. He went through the lies. He went through the accusations. Amen. He went through his passion.
Yeah.
He went through his trial. He went through the lashings. They beat him. They whipped him. They challenged his anointing.
Yes,
they smote him in the face and said, tell us which one of us smote you. Prophesy to us. Amen. You think you're the first one that's going through somebody challenging your anointing.
Yeah.
But if you're Christian, guess what? You're just following the example of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And from there, he went to Golgotha. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He marched up there. And then he had to allow himself to be crucified.
Yeah.
You see that?
Amen.
All that was what he did. How much more should we be taking ourselves?
Yeah.
Nobody better not say nothing. Ooh, I can't wait. Listen, you need to get it together, amen. God is trying to do something for us. The world is hurting.
Yes.
And they're upset because when they come to us with the hurt, we lash at them. Thank you, there with self-righteousness. Can't do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't understand it like I do. Well, pray tell, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
If your ministry is reconciliation, demonstrate what Christ went through to reconcile you.
Amen.
As you work to reconcile somebody else.
Right.
Amen. Look what it says. Not imputing their trespasses on them. And let me say something really clear to you. You know when you stay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got to tell you that you have a body odor.
Mm-hmm.
You know it before everybody else do.
Mm-hmm.
What you need is opportunity and resource to correct the problem.
Yeah.
Amen. If I'm sitting around there and I'm holding my arms down, it's not because I'm upset. It's because I know that maybe if I lift them up, everybody else will know what my secret is.
Right.
Amen. Huh? So I keep my arms down. But when I get off to myself and get in the bathroom and can swish swish some water with a little soap, thank God I can lift up my hands and nobody's offended.
Right.
Amen. Stop telling people what they're doing that's offending you.
Right.
Oh, God, that's going to hit somebody hard.
Amen.
Amen. It says, not imputing their trespasses to them. You see that? We got to really work on not being so self-righteous. Now, that doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye to everything that's sin, because I don't believe in celebrating diversity to the point that we celebrate sin and abominations in the presence of the Lord. Sure. The devil is a liar. Amen. Right. But we're not going to sit here. Listen, you come into the house of the Lord any way you come. Come messed up. Come busted up. Come tore up from the floor. Come stinking. Come ugly. Come befuddled. However you come. Come in pretty, come in smelling good. You can come in with cologne or you can come in with stank oil. It don't make no difference. When you come in there, the same blood is going to be applied to your sins. Amen. You can come in with any lifestyle. You can done everything in your life and you could have done nothing. But if you have not applied the blood of Jesus to your life, you smell in God's eyes, in his nostrils. Amen. So we have to apply the same cleansing agent. Amen. That is the blood of Jesus to all of us.
Yes.
Amen. That's why we're not imputing your trespasses on them. Amen. Because I'm interested in getting you in so you can get the word applied to you that begins to wash your eyes so now you can see where you are. Amen.
Amen.
So you know that there's a better way to do this and someplace you can go. Amen.
Amen.
And then the blood can be applied to your sins when you consciously make the decision to walk away from your sins. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
As you do so, then God can turn around and begin to work on you. And then we go back, son, to the process.
Yes.
Because once that process is complete, we see the end result, which is what the doctor saw when he consulted with you before the surgery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see that? He told you, well, you're going to get down to about this, that, and other. In your mind, he's like, I don't know how that's going to happen. Okay, he said, but this is going to happen. You're going to have a little discomfort and everything else. And while I say that, stop telling people that they're going to get saved today and it's going to be well by midnight. Amen. What happens is their ability to deal with it, they get some help now.
Mm-hmm.
Where they didn't have favor in their life, now they get favor. Amen. Where they didn't have direction, now they got direction.
Amen.
Same problem, different approach, different result. Amen. That's what happens when you get saved. Amen. The bill didn't come off the table as paid in full.
Sure,
but now God gives you wisdom on how to take care of the bill.
Yes.
Amen. Gives you favor so when you speak to them, they'll listen to your plea.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what happens. Amen. So we're not sitting and doing any of that stuff, but we're dealing with the reconciliation. Reconciliation brings you to the final process or final product.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The process gets us from point A to the product at the end.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Doctor told you that there'll be some discomfort, some things happening, but you'll be okay. I remember going up to the hospital with you, and when we got there, the doctors was trying to find the vein and all that, and they was going through, and later on we found out that you had some dehydration and some other things that were going on in your body, and the doctor then began to work on the current problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But the other doctor had already worked on the primary problem.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And in your life, there'll be some things that you'll deal with that will bring you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you got saved, don't stop with the process.
Yes.
Now you need to go through sanctification.
Yes.
Right.
You need to learn how to live a holy, sanctified life. Amen. Huh? Hold on. You said it right. Hold on till it comes. Amen. Huh? And you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is like a tank of gas. Amen.
Amen.
If you drive it out, you need to put some more in. You need to be filled again.
Amen.
And again.
Amen.
And again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do this. I want my daughter to go ahead and I'm going to do just a little bit of prayer, but I want you to pray us out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. Pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. If they prayed that prayer, I pray that God leads you to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where you can be developed and matured and go on and do the things of God. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask my daughter, Shantria, to go in here and give us our closing prayer. He will. God bless you.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that was said, oh Father. We thank you for everything that has taken place, Father. But we know that it is a process, and there is a final product to come of it, oh Lord. And we know that if we remain in you, oh Father, being steadfast in you and your word, Father, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to guide us through this process, oh Father. And once again, we just thank you, oh God. And we recognize and we understand, Father, that we must change our posture, oh God, to change our perspective, oh God, to get a new outlook, oh Father. And we just thank you for that right now, oh God. For every process that everyone is going through, oh God, we just ask that you give them the necessary guidance, oh Father, the necessary instructions, oh God. Give them a travel path. We are saved and we believe your word and everything that it says, oh Father. And Father, everything that we do and say that is conflicting to your word, that is contradictory to your word, oh Father, we ask that you remove it from us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you take it out, oh God, and we will again, oh God, begin this mental process, begin this physical process, oh God, in you, in your way, oh Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for that dynamic prayer. Amen. Now, listen, I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophet McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and
Elder Sean Mayo.
And
Lady Mayo.
Amen. We want to remind you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.